Thank you very much. Also from my side, welcome to our analyst conference call on the financial year 2007 final results. Our agenda for today are the highlights, the results, the forecast for 2008 and 2009. Starting with our targets, just to show you what we achieved and what we have planned. On the revenue side, we expected 92 million-94 million euro turnover and achieved in the end 95.8 million euro. On the EBIT level, we expected or envisaged 71 million-73 million euro and achieved finally 77.2 million. On the operating profit before taxes level, we envisaged 30 million-32 million euro. In the end, it were 37.7 million euro. On the lower end of this slide, you can see the growth rates over the past 5 years with 13%, 18%, and 15% compounded average growth rates over the past 5 years. This is quite a good result over a longer period of time. On the earnings per share side, they dropped slightly from €2.92 to €2.74, but over 5 years increased by 46% per annum. The dividend per share will be stable for 2007 with €1.05. That was already planned for more than a year, that it will be a stable dividend. And we can talk about the dividend in 2008 on an increase because that might be possible. Finally, the net asset value per share increased by 5.4%, which is exactly in line with the longer-term growth rate of 5.4%, increased to €26.91 per share. The highlights of 07, the first highlight certainly was the opening of the Galeria Bajtetska in Gdansk at the beginning of October. It opened fully let with 200 shops. The first turnover results we have seen from our tenants are very encouraging. We are very happy with this investment. The budget, the investment budget is in line, and luckily the originally budgeted rent expectation of 11.3 million will be now 12.2 million, so almost 10% more than we had expected. So it seems to be an excellent investment. The second highlight, the Stadtgalerie Passau, which is still under construction and the only property which is under construction now. Construction is absolutely in line. We expect opening by mid-September this year. Also on the budget side, we are in line, but we expect higher rents due to the fact that we made a clear forward deal. The price will be fixed only after opening. So the higher rents, we will profit in the long term from that, but in the first place we will have to pay a higher purchase price for that because we acquired it at a 5.5% net initial yield. Finally, the Stadtgalerie Hameln, which opened 4 weeks ago. Again, this was absolutely in time regarding the opening. It is budget-wise in line with our expectation. Rent-wise, we now expect 6.4 million euro rents per annum compared to 6.1 million expected when we went into this investment. The last highlight in 2007 certainly was the share split, 1-2 in August, so we doubled the number of shares. And if you look on the two slides regarding the share price development, although it was a minus in 2007, I think we did a good job, or the share did a good job compared to the respective environment. We think we did the share price developed quite satisfying. That's an overview where the properties of Deutsche EuroShop are located. As far as the tenant structure is concerned, no major differences to what you already know from the past. Only the Metro Group increased its share within the 10 largest tenants now from 5 to 5.8%. All the other larger tenants decreased their shares slightly, but still only 25% of our lease income comes from the largest 10 tenants. Regarding the maturity distribution of the rental contracts, there's a slight change compared to the year before. Now, only 69% of our lease income is secured for more than 5 years. If you compare that to the figure of last year, and you take the 2012 share in consideration, it's 83% longer than 2012. So 2011 and 2012 are years where a lot of lease contracts expire. 2011, that will be the Sigeti Gallery Wolfsburg and the City Arkaden in Wuppertal, which are then 10 years in operation. In 2012, it will be City Point in Kassel and the Altmark Gallery in Dresden. Overall, the weighted maturity of the lease portfolio still expires in more than 8 years, so that's unchanged to the year before. And overall, the lease portfolio will create a rental income of 860 million euro that is already secured through this lease portfolio. The tenant mix, again, hasn't changed that much. The fashion component has increased slightly, and still fashion is the focus in our shopping centers. There we have a very strong exposure to. Coming to the results, an overview and the key figures, I won't comment that much, only I want to focus on the equity ratio, which is still at around 50%. The loan-to-value now amounts to 47%, so very solidly financed, which is a big advantage in these days. And by the end of the year, we still had 109 million euro cash and cash equivalents on our accounts. The balance sheet, the total assets increased by about 10% to almost 2 billion euro, mainly driven through the increase in the long-term non-current assets. The reason for that will be explained in a minute. The current assets haven't changed that much. On the other side, equity increased by 76 million, now 974 million euro. Liabilities, bank liabilities, now almost 900 million, an increase by 150 million due to the new investments in Gdansk, in Hameln, and in Passau. The other liabilities haven't changed that much, and the deferred tax liabilities decreased by almost 17 million due to the tax reform. Very important, the loan structure in these days. As you can see, 84% of our bank debt has fixed interest of more than 5 years. Still, the average duration amounts to 7.7 years at 5.36% effective interest rate. That's slightly down from last year's figure, which was 5.5%. Within the next years, as you can see on the left side, almost until 2012, almost 100 million euro of our fixed interest agreements will expire and have to be prolonged. These debt, the interest on this debt amounts between 5.5% and 6%, almost 6%. 27 million out of these 100 million are already secured as far as the margin is concerned, which is very important in these days. So we are not very anxious regarding the remaining part if we consider that the current interest stays somewhere between 5.5% and 6%. We believe there is a slight chance rather than a risk for that. And by the end of the year, we had unused credit lines of 100 million euro. Coming to the long non-current assets asset bridge, we started with 1.6 billion in 2007 due to the investments into the Gdansk, the Hameln, and the Passau property. 149 million euro were invested. The increase in the value of the portfolio after deducting the investments amounted to almost 57 million euro, and then there was also an increase in the value of our participation in the Breslau property by 3.5 million. Overall, 186 million euro increase to 1.8 billion euro non-current assets. The whole portfolio, apart from Gdansk, was valued by Perry and GFK again As a result, the investment rating stayed stable, unchanged at A, a very good rating. The cap rate decreased slightly by 6 basis points to 6.38%, but the net initial yield, the average net initial yield, is more or less unchanged to 2006 at 5.4%. That refers only to the part of the portfolio that was valued by Ferry. If we include the Gdansk property, it increased to 5.49%. Coming to the profit and loss account, only some remarks on some issues. The other operating income decreased dramatically by almost 40 million euro. That is due to the fact that in 06 we had the sale of the two properties in France and Italy, which resulted in a capital gain of 40 million euro. In turn, the property operating and management costs decreased slightly, which is mainly due to lower investment costs from our building activities. The other operating expenses decreased by 2 million. That is also due to the sales in 2006, where we had some sales costs and they were shown under other operating income. The remaining other operating costs were more or less stable compared to 2006. Overall, EBIT decreased by 11% to 77.2 million. Net interest decreased slightly, which is due to Danzig as well as in part to Klagenfurt, which opened in by the end of the first quarter of 2006. So it was for the first time for 12 months in our figures included. Income from investment was slightly lower by 400,000 due to an extraordinary income in 06 from the Breslau property, so it was absolutely expected and already was the case during the first three quarters. The profit attributable to our limited partners in some of our shopping centers increased a lot to 14 million euro, which is mainly due to the valuation result. I will come back to that a little later. So overall, net finance costs were 10 million euro lower than the year before. The measurement gains and losses were 22 million lower than in 06, but we come to that also a little later. By the overall, EBT stood at 77.8 million by the end of 07. It's a minus of 34%, but in line and much better than we had expected. Taxes, one of the effects of the tax reform, now with a plus and compared to a minus, we had to dissolve a lot of deferred taxes, so that contributed to the consolidated profit. Overall, 94 million euro and only 6% below the record high of 2006. One further remarks on one figure which is not shown on that, the write-offs on our rental income amounted to only 213,000 euro, which is compared to 96 million euro turnover, only 0.3% of overall turnover. I think it's a remarkable figure. The revenue bridge in 06, we achieved almost 93 million euro turnover. Due to the sale of France and Italy, we lost 3.9 million euro in turnover. In turn, Klagenfurt and Gdansk and Wolfsburg, which went through a restructuring in 06, contributed to turnover by 4.8 million. So in the end, a like-for-like rental growth came out to be 3% or 2 million euro in 07. Overall, almost 96 million euro turnover. The EBIT bridge, 86 million euro in 06. Out of the sales gains, they amounted to 12.7 million after sales cost. So net on EBIT level, 12.7 million euro. So the adjusted figure amounts to almost 74 million euro. And out of that, we increased EBIT by 4.9% or 3.6 million, mainly due to lower investment costs from the construction projects. Net finance cost, 41 million in 06. As already mentioned, income from investments were 400,000 euro lower. We achieved 300,000 euro more interest income, and the salary from the interest expenses from Klagenfurt in Gdansk, and in turn, low interest or no interest for Etramio and Viterbo amounted to more interest expenses of 1.3 million euro in 07. And finally, the minority profit share increased by 7.7 million. 7.2 million was due to the valuation result and 0.4, 0.5 million due to the operating result. Overall, 50 million euro net finance costs. The profit before taxes bridge, 180 million euro record high in 06. Again, 12.7 million euro were sales gains. Then we achieved, after taking in consideration the minority share of the valuation result, a lower result of 28.7 million. So on the operating side, it was 2% plus, or 1.5 million to 77.8 million euro profit before taxes. Some remarks on the valuation result. The Gdansk property was valued for the first time in 07, and we did it ourselves. The reason for that is we had a check by the Deutsche Prüfungsstelle für Rechnungswesen, a normal check of the results of the annual results of 2006. And in this context, we also had to discuss the way, when, and how we start with fair valuation of our properties. And in the end, we had to accept that we are forced to initial value the properties in the year when they get into operation, whereas our intention always was, and we did it only once in the past, that was in 2005, that a property that gets into operation only in autumn will be valued in the next year. And if you look at the IAS 40, you have to accept that this is not 100% correct. That's why we did the valuation ourselves. We valued the Danzig property at a gross yield of 7.5% and a net initial yield at 6.4%. We believe that this is more than conservative, so we expect a real initial valuation result only in 2008 when Ferry and GFK will value this property for the first time. All the other properties were valued or revalued by Ferry and GFK. They increased in the end the value of the properties by 3.1%, which is very much in line with the increase in turnover. Overall, 45.2 million euro was the valuation gain out of that. If you deduct then the investments of 2.9 million in these properties and take in consideration the currency gain mainly out of the Polish property of 4 million, you achieve a valuation result of 50.8 million euro. The minority interest in that is 10.7 million euro and 6.8 million euro deferred taxes. The valuation result after taxes amount to 33.3 million euro. As already mentioned, the portfolio is valued at 5.4% net initial yield, which amounts to 6.2% gross yield. Net asset value out of the balance sheet amounts to 925 million euro. That is 26.91 euro per share, a plus of 5.4% compared to 2006, and that is in line with our longer-term compounded average growth rate. In this net asset value, the properties of Hameln and Passau are still treated at cost. The profit bridge, 100 million achieved in 2006. The result after taxes out of the sales of France and Italy amounted to almost 23 million euro. Then the valuation result of after taxes was almost 18 million euro lower than in 2006. Then we have got the one-off effect of the deferred tax disposal of almost 30 million euro, and on the operating level, a plus of 8.2% or 4.9 million euro to 94.2 million euro. So also due to one-off effects, the overall result was only 6% below 2006. Earnings per share, €2.74. Out of the valuation, the result is 35% lower than in 06 with 79 cents. The one-off effect contributed with 86% to our earnings, and the operating result increased by 18% or 14 cents per share to €0.91. The performance longer term, again, I mentioned that already last year we had for the first time 13% lower, minus 13% performance over 5 years, still 13.8% per annum performance for our shareholders. On 3 years, it's 11.1%, and luckily, year-to-date, we are almost at plus 15%, which is, for us, a very good result. The shareholder structure hasn't changed that much since November. You may know that we've got one other larger long-term investor. It's the South African Ed Fund that is a shopping center REIT in South Africa, who invested part of their funds into Deutsche EuroShop, and we see them as a long-term interested investor. They already made some other investments within Germany, meanwhile directly into shopping centers, but they still have a lot of money invested also into Deutsche EuroShop. As far as domestic and international shareholdings are concerned, the national part decreased slightly, 70% and 30% now international investors. We are very happy that the number of shareholders has increased by 9% now to almost 7,800 shareholders. Free float still is at 81%. Then let's come to the outlook. Well, Germany remains still the most important market for Deutsche EuroShop. We look very much on the price trend as far as commodity prices are concerned, and we are a little concerned about the price development because it has certainly an effect also on the consumer spending, because gasoline, heating, and food prices increase dramatically. On the other side, we also see higher inflation, and we profit from higher inflation due to our indexed lease contracts, but we have to observe that certainly also in the future. We currently don't expect that the demand for that kind of property we are investing in diminishes that much. It's still on a high level, but not as high as it was in 2007. So what we also see is that prices are moving and yields are moving in our view in the right direction. So yields are increasing, so that we are currently rather confident that we will achieve in 2008 again our goal to expand the portfolio by 150 to 200 million up to the end of 2008, because we see that our minimum initial net yield criteria of 5.5% could be realized in 2008. Again, this was not the case in 2007 all over the year. On the portfolio side, we will have the opening of the Stadtgalerie in Passau in September 2008. The property currently is all over 85% pre-leased already, so we are very confident also on that side that it will be fully let by opening. Finally, one remark. We envisaged it also a couple of months ago that we are considering to get into development joint ventures, so early stage developments. We signed a first contract with ECE, a joint venture contract with ECE in a 50-50 joint venture for a German development. Due to the confidentiality, there are currently major negotiations underway regarding the plots, the necessary plots. We agreed confidentiality with ECE, so I'm sorry not to get more into detail on that. It's just to mention that we signed a contract. There's one other contract which is still under negotiation that might be signed also within the coming weeks. It refers to a development outside Germany. We are not sure whether we will conclude that or not, but there's a high probability that this will work out as well. As far as P&L is concerned, this won't have more or less no effect. Both projects won't have no effect on P&L in 2008. So finally, we come to the forecast, and we give a guidance not only for 2008 but also for 2009. We expect 16% increase to 110 to 130 million euro on the revenue side in 2008, and in addition, an 8% increase in 2009 to around 120 million, so 25% growth over the next 2 years. And on the 6-year scale, on average, it's a 13% increase on the turnover side. As far as EBIT is concerned, we expect an 18% increase this year and an 11% increase to more than 100 million euro in 2009, so 31% increase in 2 years. And the operating profit before taxes, so without any valuation result and other one-off effects, we expect 33% plus within the next 2 years, 17% in 2008, and another 14% in 2009, and on average over 6 years, will come out to be 15% compounded average growth rate. So I will be at the end of my remarks, and I will be happy to answer your questions, John, if you would take up, please.
And our first question comes from Remco Simon with Kempen. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A few questions, if I may. First of all, could you indicate about the expansion of your portfolio? You said you were very confident to reach your target of 150 to 200 million for this year. As you see, a 5.5 yield again as possible. Could you indicate whether that is on standing assets, or does that include potential development projects, what you mentioned briefly? Could you give us some kind of a flavor on where you see the market right now in that perspective?
Yes, I'm happy to answer this question. Well, as far as the expansion is concerned, we currently have a number of projects and more than we had for the last 15 months in total. That's why we are so confident. And that refers both to existing shopping centers as well as the type of property deals we did in the past. So where they get into construction, so not developments where you have to get the building permission first, but project where there's a building permission in place and now construction starts and 40-50% of the space is already pre-let. The flavor of the market is a little difficult, not only because the German market is so intransparent, but also due to the fact that I haven't seen any deals in the first quarter so far. But from all the discussions we had in the last weeks, as well as from the projects we see, we come to the conclusion that we can be a little bit more confident that we will achieve our minimum yield criteria.
Okay, so whereas in the last conference call you mentioned that you still saw deals sub 5, you are now confident that you can later on in this year fetch deals at a 5.5 yield, if
right.
I understand it correctly.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Then, secondly, can you give us some flavor on where margins are right now when you're talking to banks in terms of financing?
Well, The last debt we took up, which has not been fixed in the end, where we only fixed the margin, we closed at 37 basis points, and it doubled. So we are talking about something between 70 and 80 basis points currently.
Okay. And then two more questions, if I may, for now. You mentioned that the projects that you intend to sign or what you have already signed will have no effect on the P&L in 2008. Regarding your 2009 guidance, is the effect of potential new project or joint ventures taken into account in this guidance? And secondly, can you give us some indication on what you expect to see for like-for-like rental growth going forward?
Well, as far as these developments are concerned, I don't see any major effect on 2008 and 2009. Because the amount of money that needs to be invested to develop is not that mentionable. The second question, as far as the like-for-like rental growth is concerned, in our budget, we have a like-for-like rental growth of below 2% due to the fact that the indexation or the inflation now stays more or less stable above 3%. That might be in the end overachieved.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question will come from Eric Hintz with Berenberg. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, Mr. Berger. First of all, congratulations to the results. Two questions related to the revaluation gain concerning, first of all, the 4.5 million with Gdansk. Obviously, we must deduct those 4.5 million for the measurement gain expectations from 2008. But then, of course, we must ask ourselves, do you also do this in 2008 with a Passau development? Will you also revalue that basically according to your own calculations before it's going to be revalued by Ferry? And maybe can you give us a feeling for how much this will be? And then the second question is relating to the CapEx that you will have to put into the joint venture with ECE.
Yes. As far as the valuation is concerned, the 4.5 million euro shown as a valuation result for the Gans property is an amount that was completely for the minority shareholders. So it's a rather conservative, very conservative valuation, because when we acquired that, we paid more to the seller of that, and this 4.5 million euro that now came out as valuation result was directly put to our minority shareholders for Deutsche EuroShop, or the shareholders of Deutsche EuroShop. The net result was zero as far as Danzig is concerned. So the real initial valuation result we expect only in 2008 when Ferry and GFK will initially value this property. Second question, as far as Passau is concerned, yes, it's correct. We will have to initially value Passau as well as in 2008, but I personally don't expect much valuation result out of that, because we have a clear forward deal where the price is fixed after opening, so we get it at a 5.5% net initial yield, and I personally expect that this is close to what comes out as valuation of the property. So for Deutsche EuroShop, it won't result in additional valuation gain. In turn to Harman, which was done on the old way of closing a deal, there we have got the full upside potential for us. And since that, we purchased that at around 6.5%, we expect that we will have a nice initial valuation gain on that property. As far as CapEx is concerned for the development properties, that are lower amounts, that for the one we concluded already, it will be in the next 2 years, at a maximum, 15 to 20 million euro. Hello? Dubbed isn't taught.
So, he seems to have hung up, Mr. Bowie.
Sorry?
The caller seems to have hung up his line.
We are.
I'll put you through to the next question.
Okay.
And our next question will now come from Peter Barkov with Lehman Brothers. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Just one question left. I mean, if you say that, you know, 5.5% net initial yield is probably achievable towards the tail end of the year, I mean, we all understand that your property valuation is sort of a bit of a different process, but I mean, do you feel that there will be any impact whatsoever on the DCF valuation coming out of a higher yield level for shopping centers, or is that completely immune?
No, it can't be completely immune, but I don't expect a major influence. On the one side, we the properties still develop in a favorable way, the overall portfolio. Secondly, we will have, at least from Gdansk and from Hamel, some hidden reserves as far as the valuation is concerned. But it's very difficult to say what will be the influence of increasing yields on the valuation. As you know, in the past, we were far below the market yields in the valuation, and we always said that might turn again, that if yields increase, we might have in our books slightly overvaluation, because we are looking for the fair value and not for a value that is very close to the market. So I don't expect a major influence, because I can't see that yields will increase dramatically. Even if they increase to 5.6 or 5.7%, I don't see that this would have a major influence on our valuation.
All right, thanks a lot.
And our next question, I'm putting Mr. Hintz back into the queue for a question.
Okay, thank you very much. Terribly sorry that connection went down. Can you maybe just repeat the answer on the CapEx that I have to put into the joint venture? Sorry.
Sorry. Well, the maximum amount that has to be put into this joint venture we signed is somewhere between 15 and 20 million within the next 3 years.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Sorry again.
Okay.
We will now take a question from Matthias Storm with ING. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just a quick question on the dividend. Your cash flow per share, your recurring cash flow per share, increased by more than 10% this year to €1.15, according to my calculations.
Yeah.
But you keep the dividend flat at €1.05. Why don't you increase the dividend to €1.15?
Good.
I think you should. It's a statement. It's not a question.
Well, yeah, we try to be a reliable dividend. And we did this also already in the past, and as you may remember, there were years where we paid out more than we achieved, because
yeah,
it was part of the concept when Deutsche Bank went on the market. So please don't mind if we keep some of the money, if it's a little more. But we will discuss this issue in about 9 months, when we see what the results of 2008 will be. And that might be possible that it will be increased for 2008, but not for 2007. We communicated that already at the beginning of 2007, that this will be a stable dividend as a year of transition. In the end, it was a little bit more, but not a major amount. And if we get into these type of development, let's keep some millions.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question today, please press R1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take a question from Matt Gulzinski at First State. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. I just had one follow-up question on the JV development, and and I understand there will be no impact in 2008 and 2009, but could you perhaps elaborate on the quantum of capital that you're looking to commit to that, and also in terms of the returns that you're looking to achieve on that sort of higher risk, higher return development?
Well, it's a project. It's a project which has a preliminary investment volume, if it will be realized, of around 200 million. We have got a 50% share, so we are talking about potential 100 million investment potential. We expect that's the minimum yield criteria we have. We agreed with ECE that it will be only realized if that project will produce a net initial yield of 6%, and that includes already a 10% return on invested capital during the development phase.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
As there are no further questions remaining in the queue.
Well, there are only the closing remark. I wish you a happy weekend and hope to see you soon again. Bye-bye.